State Senator Chris Telfer and her Republican challenger Tim Knope squared off at their second debate Tuesday night. Knope is a former state representative who is running against Telfer for the nomination. The previous debate at KBND was at times contentious. This one was less so. They wrapped up the debate with closing remarks on why they deserve the job.
Why in the world would you fire an employee who's doing a good job when you're and hire somebody that you don't know what's going to do? Track record isn't that great.
No more. We're not going to do any more tax increases, and we're not going to be unfair to Republicans on this side of the state. And guess what? I am one of those Republicans. I would ask for your support because I believe I can do a better job as your state senator.
The Republican primary for state senator is set for May 15th.
In other local news, representatives from Mid-Oregon Credit Union join about 4,000 credit union activists in Washington, D.C. They met with elected officials to discuss the Small Business Lending Enhancement Act. Bill Anderson, CEO with Mid-Oregon Credit Union, says they came fully armed with support from local elected officials, chambers of commerce, and a lot more.
We were able to put together a packet of letters and requests from constituents of our elected leaders, you know, our senators and Congressman Walden, that we had over 300 signatures on letters from existing members of the credit union. We had specific individual letters from small businesses talking about the need to have this ability given to credit unions.
Anderson says both the Senate and the House have bills that would dramatically increase the lending cap of 12.25% to 27.5% of a credit union's total assets. That would mean an additional $21 million that Mid-Oregon Credit Union could put into small business lending.
A national watchdog group accuses T-Mobile of misusing tax incentives in closing four data centers that gave the company millions of dollars in tax breaks. Good Jobs First says T-Mobile received $1.2 million in tax breaks to build the Redmond data center, but Roger Lee with EDCO says the company fulfilled its commitment because they continued to operate long after the tax breaks expired.
You know, the enterprise zone exemptions for T-Mobile ran out years and years ago. They had a three-year exemption, so say 2004. So, you know, by 2008, those were already gone. They've obviously continued to operate well beyond those. I really doubt that that was part of the equation here.
EDCO helped bring T-Mobile to Redmond back in 2004.
Deschutes County commissioners say they have not yet decided whether to use a recruitment firm to help find the next county administrator. An article in the bulletin says the commission discussed the possibility yesterday, along with interim administrator Eric Kropp. Officials say a full-blown package from a recruitment firm would cost up to $20,000, but would help them develop the profile of the type of candidate they should seek. The county recently declined to offer the job to either of the two finalists from a previous search.
Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton provides some insight from the law enforcement side in the Trayvon Martin case. He says, "We don't know all of the details of what happened that night in Florida, and he's not surprised that George Zimmerman wasn't immediately arrested."
I think it's important for everybody to know that that's not an unusual situation. And what I mean by that is sometimes we make immediate arrest based on probable cause. You know, the law enforcement have the necessary evidence to with their experience and training and education to make the call that an arrest immediately needs to be made. If there is a complicated case or situation, it's not unusual for us here at the Sheriff's Office to collect all the information, data, and evidence that we can, sit down with members of the District Attorney's Office, let them look at the evidence that we have provided to them, and I think that's what's going on back there.
Blanton says police can jeopardize a case and or get into legal trouble if they're too quick or don't have an appropriate initial evidence to make an arrest. Sheriff Blanton was yesterday's guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town.
First Lady Michelle Obama will deliver the June commencement speech at Oregon State University. Steve Clark, VP of University Relations, says they had some inside help from Mrs. Obama's brother, basketball coach Craig Robinson.
Craig helped pave the way and provide that introduction, but we really think First Lady chose Oregon State due to our commitment to her initiatives related to childhood obesity reduction.
Clark adds that researchers and students have been working to build awareness about food insecurity and improve community health. OSU's commencement is scheduled for Sunday, June 17th.
And former Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski will start teaching at Portland State University next month. Kulongoski will join the Mark Hatfield School of Government and teach political science. He'll co-teach a class in the spring and then develop his own political science class for the fall. Kulongoski was governor from 2003 to 2011.
And coming up next on your local news at 7:30, it was a dramatic drunk driving arrest in Central Oregon. We'll talk to the sheriff about that. And ODOT extends the studded tire season to April 9th. But what if you've already gotten your studs removed? Peter Murphy says, don't despair. We'll explain these stories and much more at 7:30 with Dave Jarvis. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.